K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. This is another postcast edition. This has become postcast night here in Kansas City, Missouri, here on this particular podcast. Saturday night, February 21st, 2025. Oh, no. February 21st, 2026. Oh, my goodness. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Apologize for getting the year wrong. We're not in 2025 no more. We're in 2026, K-State Nation. So that's my bad on that. But thank you so much for taking time out of your day or evening whenever you listen to this postcast here, this podcast. And go ahead and make sure, go ahead and tap that alarm bell. Hit the alarm. Subscribe. Every time I update your content daily, y'all be first to be notified about it. We are a daily podcast again, where we're making our return here following a little bit of hiatus. Unexpected hiatus, let's put it that way, from last Friday. We're back, a daily podcast. Sometimes we post two episodes, and even maybe now and then, once in a blue moon, three episodes a day, like yesterday. The return, I'm so excited to be back. I haven't even said my name yet. Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast in Kansas City, Missouri, and the K-State ladies basketball team getting swept in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown for the year 2025-26, unfortunately. And prior to this, I was trying to get on and look for a score of the baseball game right now. And somebody needs to do a better job posting stats up here, because I ain't getting it. so maybe I'm irritated at other things, which is probably true. Well, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. But anyways, yeah. But y'all need to do a better job posting up scores, like a scoreboard or something. Because I ain't getting it on my phone right now. That is frustrating. And by the time this comes out, we will definitely know what happened. Because I'll probably end up recording, doing a postcast early in the morning to whatever happened with the K-State baseball team against Nebraska. Because obviously yesterday, if you have not listened to the postcast of the ninth-ranked Auburn game, or recap anyways, K-State had their first, of course, when we return... to the podcast airwaves, K-State baseball decides to lose a game. So there's that. But yeah, the basketball team fell short. Free throws put the clamps down on this one ladies basketball team, 75-68 in Manhattan, Kansas earlier, just a few hours ago there as well. It was senior night, the last time we're going to see Tess Heal. Well, not the last time, but it's funny enough, ladies basketball, only two games left after today. Well, the men have four. Men need to go ahead and wrap it up. Because, and I said over there on that side of the coin, I don't think they're going to win another game. I'm talking about the men anyway. And I might be right. I might be right on that. I'm sorry, K-State Nation. Hey, I tell what it is. I tell what it is. And right now, I said it back after that loss, when they lost, what, the Cincinnati or whatever it was, right then, that, you know, I don't see another win for them. And you might as well just turn the clothes right now for them. For the ladies, they had missed some opportunities, including today there in this game. But yeah, Tess Heal, Michaela Parks were honored earlier today in Bramus College. Sam there, Tess and Michaela Parks. We've seen her on the court here and there, but not as much. Not as much as it's no shot, Mikhail. I'm not trying to do all that, but I'm telling you what it is. I'm telling you what I'm seeing. If you see something different, you let me know about that. Y'all see something different, y'all let me know about that. All right, but Tess Seal has been awesome. I wish I had another year. We would have her another year. Because Tessia, that was off to a sluggish start early in the year. Now she's rolling. She's rolling. And, she was, let me see here, 19. That led the team here. Let me see if I see anybody else. Well, I probably think, oh, no. Tessio did lead all scorers with 19 points today in the basketball game, but yet the team did not win. They fall short in this basketball game there as well. But K-State did have, let me see here, three in double digits, which included Nachia Klassens with 13, 4 rebounds and 2 assists, and Brandy Harad, 13 points. I believe that is a career high for Brandy Harad. 13 points, 4 or 7 from the field, 4 rebounds in this game. You don't get much from Sides. I mean, I appreciate, you know, Terrence Sides trying to be a team player and all that, but Terrence Sides lit up KU in the first meeting when there was no test seal on the court. So that I did not bring that up in the preview because test seal was suspended. Unfortunately, NCAA decided to suspend test seal for no reason, of course, for the fact that she wanted to sign for Australian. She's thinking about her future, which I still think is so stupid. So Terrence Sides today in game 2 against KU, not much there. So only six points, 3 of 9 from the field, a rebound and 2 assists there in the game. Also, Jordan Spicer had 9 today, added 9 off the bench there for K-State in this loss to Kansas. Look, I cannot stress the matter of fact that Kansas State, we had a better record. Am I right on this? K-State women's basketball had a better record than KU did. And yet, we still somehow got swept by your in-state rival. It's got to drive you nuts. It's got to drive you nuts. We now probably not going to play him in a tournament. Well, Big 12 tournament anyways. No, I ain't talking about NCAA tournament. I just got done recording the postcast on the other end. Which the men's program, they're not even close right now. This team, a couple people said they might have a shot. They're not on this podcast. I don't see it. This team has been, again, for what it was, they came in this afternoon's game winning 4 out of 6, right? And you lose this game. All right. So this is why I'm going to stress this out right here. Let's pull up this standing. Let's pull up the standings. Again, I've said this all year long in the Pro Watcher podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, as K-State women's basketball, the ladies get swept in the Denver Sunflower Showdown in the year 2025-26, 75-68 in Bramers Coliseum as they fall on Senior Day in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer from the Pro Watcher podcast. Look. No, this is the wrong wait. Yeah, this is the wrong standings. Hold up. All right. Okay, here we go. We got the right one now. All right. So here's what I'm talking about. And I like how I'm sticking with the stream with the theme of not talking about the game. Game today. But look at this. Look at this. Y'all can't see it, but go check the standings out. Kansas State, you have a better record than KU in the conference, but On the other side of that, KU has much better record, overall record. But here, Kansas State, you're a couple wins better than KU. What is going on? I don't know. That's frustrating. Now, Kate, with this loss, K-State right back to 500 at 8-8, 15-14. This team is just too inconsistent. I've been drilling it to y'all heads all year. I haven't said it. Beginning of the year, that you're probably going to see the ebbs and flows of this team. And I'm right. I'm right. Once again, when nobody want to listen to me, okay, y'all do what y'all want to do. But hey, when it goes down, don't come to me crying about it. That's what I'm saying there as well. Yeah, Kansas winning today, 7-9 in the conference, 17-11. That's what's the most frustrating part about it. Because this, to me, you're at home. This should have been a get-back game. And K-State, look, this team fell behind early in the game. Which, again, I mean, you cannot put yourself in that position. Clawed yourself back to a tie game. And then, of course, KU makes plays late and all this, the same mumbo jumbo that we've seen, whether it's women's basketball or, sometimes women's basketball, when we had our core or elite core for the last 4 years. Now, this has been so much different. Now, we're getting used to now. Finally, you know, this team, it's taken us a while to get used to these names, the Claude Natasha Claussens of the world, the Gina Garcias, the Brandon Herods, the Tess Heels, the Jordan Spices of the world, right? We're now finally, it's two more games left for this team. We're finally digging in with this team, right? But yeah, the ebbs and flows of this team, you know, like, it's funny. When you look with Jeff Mitty and his team, Jeff Mitty, the head coach of the women's basketball team, I'm pretty sure he will, because he gets irritated just like everybody else. The fact that some of these games got away. This one got away. Arizona, that drives me nuts. Arizona, sorriest team in the league. Sorry, I got to call it what it is. You lose to them there as well. You had some opportunities here and there, but you put yourself in. Again, this is what we've seen at home for this women's basketball team all year. You fall behind, get some of the best teams in a hole, and then you try to get claw yourselves out of it, which they do all the time. But then the other team makes plays late. Same thing happened this afternoon with Kansas Jayhawks there, as Dylan Sunflower Showdown, the Lady Wildcats are on the wrong side of the Dylan Sunflower Showdown once again here there as well. I haven't even said the final total. Yeah, I did, but I haven't even checked. I did look in the box score. I'm going back in the box score here with this unfortunate loss of KU 75-68 there. Let me see. For KU, though, let me stop by them. Yeah, Samaya Nichols led the team with 17 today there for them. Jalila Davis, 16 more. Lily Meister, 14 points for them as they shot the ball. Yeah. 54 must be the magic number today, because Texas Tech did it. 13 right, Texas Tech did it on the men's side, whooping K-State's ass. And then the Lady Jayhawks did the same thing. Well, did not do the same thing, but they shot exactly 54% shooting, just like the same exact number as the Red Raiders on the men's side. But anyways, yes, Heel Tess Heel again was outstanding. Led all scores with 19, and yet somehow the Lady Wildcats not win this ball game. Oh my goodness. All right, so, but anyways, yeah, K-State today, 42% shooting for the field, only 21% from three today. Second chance points, 5. This game was tied 7 times. Points in the paint, 36. Fast break points, 11. Lead change twice. Points off turnover, 16. Bench points, 15 in this loss right here. They were as well. Yeah, Wildcats, they were down by 14 points early in this game. They fell behind the first game too, and they never got back in it. The difference was they got blown out in the first game. This one, they hung her. They got back. They got their ass back in gear and got themselves back into the ball game, but could not make plays down the stretch. How many times have I said that this year for this ladies' basketball team there? But yeah, Tess Heel staying on her for a minute, because this was senior night or senior day for Michaela Parks and Tess Heel of Kansas State. 15-time, hold on a second. Yeah, 15-time this season that she scored double digits there. Natasha Claussens also, again, reached double digits again for the 16th time. Yes, and it was confirmed on the notes. Brandon Herod, career high, 13 points today for K-State right there as well. Jeff Mitty here. We'll get to this here. Here a little bit here. Yeah, Jeff Mitty here with the differences of the first and second half here. And he also talked about Jalila Davis too, which K-State had issues in these two meetings guarding her. But anyways, Coach Mitty, after the fact, quote, talks about this. Quote, they got really deep, whether it be off the drive or off of the post-ups. A lot of those rebounds were just really in tight and hard to rebound that way, because it boils down to positioning, and they've already in there. They've already in tight. I thought they got really deep on the post-ups. I thought they got really deep on dribble penetration. Those are hard areas once they get in there to really rebound efficiently there. So again, this team, and probably the tallest one is probably Ivona Skicevic, who we talked about sparingly on the show. Now, she's played a little bit there, so they don't have their cut. This team is all, I haven't even mentioned this all year until just thinking about it. This team is undersized too. So yeah, that's gonna be difficult when you're playing a much more bigger team. Yeah, you better be, Coach Mini's right on that. You better be positioning right. Otherwise, you're going to be in serious trouble there as well. So I don't know the total rebounds from this game. Probably need to do that. Probably need to figure that out right here. Let me see if I can do that here real quick. Oh my goodness. Let's see if I can pull up the total rebounds. Yes. Damn. Yeah. That's not going to cut it. Yeah. Rebounding. Damn. Kansas dominated the rebounding category here. And no wonder. Yeah. 45-21. That can't happen. Yeah. You got to get somehow. This team needs more size. I know I'm throwing a lot of water here in this episode, but yeah, 45-21 rebounding. And most of her Kansas coming on the defensive side of it. There were 30 of those rebounds. Yeah, that's, you can't get out of a rebound like that and have a shot. You basically lost the game right there, because you're basically giving it back to the other team without even trying right there. Again, I'm not trying to douse the whole Gatorade of the season of the game, but it just comes down to those little details there. And yeah, I haven't even mentioned that all year long. Until like two games ago for the K-State women's basketball team, a team that has been, we've seen some tremendous highlights, but we've seen some low lights too there. And yeah, you can't, that's pretty much, you're doubling that rebounding, 30-14 I'm reading the wrong section, 45-21 getting dominated in the glass. That can't happen. That cannot happen. You're gonna have no chance. So this team, the coach staff, they're going to have to go back drawing board in the offseason, try to get bigger in the front court and get some help with Clausen comes back, which hopefully she will. Again, I'm putting this out there because, look, the transfer portal, there's a lot of movement in the transfer portal. I've been over this all this podcast, time in, time out again on the show. If this team does not lose anybody to transport, I know they'll lose, unfortunately, Tess Hill. I wish Tess Hill would come back, but that's not going to happen after these two games and whatever happens in the Big 12 tournament for the K-State women's basketball team, right? You're going to get bigger up front. Yeah, I think that's the first time I said anything all year long until now, reading that from head coach Jeff Mitty there, like, oh boy, let me check this out real quick. Yeah, it's bad. So, and it's also bad when you get swept by your in-state rival there. This is an opportunity for K-State to win the game, really. And they fall behind there late and early on. They give them kudos today. They battle back this time. They didn't battle back in Lawrence. They got blown out, which... we'll probably be saying that for the men too at the end of their season, because they got blown out today. So yeah, it's like, no, probably gonna be saying that too. But for staying on the women's side for one more minute, they battled back. They fought hard. This is what they have been doing all year long. You have to give them more, even more kudos than the men's team, because they. I don't know. I'm on something today. I'm on something tonight. I am on something tonight. I am fired up for multiple things, for multiple reasons. So that's probably why I'm so into this. We're back. We're into this thing. Yes, we lost. I know that, but man, it could be so much better. I don't know. I was sitting here wrapping this thing up, postcast up the score of the KZ Nebraska game. We'll find out here pretty shortly, because I'm gonna go back, see if I can get listen to the rest of this game, because see some of these websites. Y'all need to step y'all game up. But anyways, Pro Project Podcast, all things KZ sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found for anybody with daily reviews to record. Kansas State content, baby. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Audio Boom, and so much more. We're all almost everywhere on your podcasting platforms. Make sure you add the Purple Project Podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts. And go ahead and make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Alex Zane out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It is KU in Dillon Sunflower Showdown 75. K-State 68 on the women's side as the Lady Wildcats unfortunately get swept in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. You have been listening to another post-catch edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.